Adam, while we've got you, I want to ask you a question about an adjacent issue. I'm sure you would have seen that the Prime Minister made some remarks when asked about the amount that gas companies pay under the PRRT compared to the beer tax.
The average person pays more in tax to have a beer than the billion-dollar mining companies get taxed, bleeding our resources dry. How do you respond to that?
Well, two things. One is that the mining companies do pay taxes, and they also provide for a lot of our prosperity. That's the truth. The Greens political party had shut down all of our industry.
Now, I think this was Pocock raising
it. If they had a chance, well, you know.
You don't think he's right?
I think
he got pretty testy and accused David Pocock, Independent Senator David Pocock, of seeking to promote grievances because he has been pushing for reforms in this space.
All right, I look forward to David Pocock's response to that in the Senate.
I'm sure he will cherry pick accordingly.
I wonder what you make of the way that the Prime Minister responded.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think, as we've seen in other areas this week, these off-the-cuff answers to these questions, I think the Prime Minister sometimes uses language that he might think again if he had another moment. But the main takeaway I would have is that it shows the sensitivity of this area for the government. It's obviously well known that the resources and minerals industries are very effective lobbyists and political campaigners, and we've seen campaigns in the past against carbon pricing and mining tax increases against Labor governments. We've seen the Prime Minister oversee a step back in an increase that was proposed for the petroleum resource rent tax in the past, which is applied on the gas industry. They didn't go as hard as that on that as they suggested they would. So you know, he's very sensitive around it. It's a good line. It's from the Australia Institute to say that Australians are paying far more in beer tax than they are in PRRT. I wouldn't say that it means no change will happen, but it is a very sensitive area for the government, and we know the Prime Minister is a cautious leader, and I think it's just further evidence of that.
Pocock says that he believes he's struck a sore point for the government. Adam, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Good to be here.
That was Adam Morton, Guardian Australia's climate and environment editor. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com, and we've also linked to his piece on the fuel tax credit scheme on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.